Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like to spend time in dealing with on this program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. What I want in this lesson to do is to begin a series of lessons on sins to avoid. We want to start with sins that are especially prevalent among young Christians, and we refer to these as preteen and early teen years. But some of these are sins that are prevalent among older folks as well. So hopefully these lessons will be profitable for all. One sin is cheating. Cheat is defined by Webster as it suggests tricks which escape or intended to escape observation. There was a school that handed out a questionnaire to all of the students, and no one had to sign their names to it, but one question was, have you ever or did you ever cheat on test? And the officials were shocked to learn that over 90% answered yes to the question. See, cheating is prevalent in almost all walks of life. What was everybody doing when Noah built the ark? What was everybody doing in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18? You see, if we learn to cheat when we are younger, then we will when we are older, unless there is correction being made or to be made. So let us establish principles of honesty. In the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah 33, in verse 15, he who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gains of oppression, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears when hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. It's in Romans 12 that we read in verse 17, it says, provide things honest in the sight of all men. And it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 that we read in verse 21, provide for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Yes, we need to avoid the sin of cheating. We too need to avoid the sin of lying. You know, lying is something very young children learn to do. They'll do it to avoid punishment. And lying is something that the young Christian needs to put away early. We need to put off the old man and put on the new. In Ephesians 4, verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put off and put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, put away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So, lying is that old man, the old man of sin. We need to put on the new man and put away lying. Lying, we know, is of the devil. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, lying was the first sin that we have recorded among members of the church, and that we read about in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, with Ananias and Sapphira. And we know that God hates lying, because it's stated in Proverbs chapter 6, in that list of seven things that the Lord hates. Notice what it says beginning with verse 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness that speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Did you notice that two out of those seven pertain to lying? It says specifically a lying tongue, and then it says a false witness who speaks lies. So it is then that lying keeps company with many other grievous sins. We see that in the book of Hosea in describing the people of his day. Hosea said in chapter 4 and verse 1, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in them. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed." So we see then that in all of this, that is certainly lying can easily become a habit. And once formed, it's a hard habit to break. It's only by a strong desire to obey God that we're going to be able to overcome it. In Colossians chapter 3, it's in verse 9, it says, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him." And remember what's going to happen to all liars? Yes, the white liars and the black liars, all liars. In Revelation 21 and verse 8, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, we need to avoid the sin of lying. We also need to avoid the sin of stealing. You know, stealing is a prevalent sin among young people today. Statistics show that the greater percentage of shoplifters are in their early teens and younger. And it's been shown that when these young people are caught, they have enough money on them to really buy what it is that they've stolen. But, like lying, stealing can become a habit. It can become even an adventure. Stealing is something that is encouraged by older people. I once heard a father explain how he managed to steal from the company in the hearing of his very impressionable children. Remember one of the very early of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and verse 15, "Thou shalt not steal." And it's restated in the New Testament. In Ephesians 4 and verse 28, "Let him that stole steal no more." And of course we remember examples of what happened to those that were thieves. Achan in Joshua 7. He stole a Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold. And it resulted in the entire nation of Israel suffering defeat in the battle that they went into following what Achan did in stealing. People's lives were lost. The battle was lost, all because of what Achan did. He stole. And of course, we find that Judas, in John chapter 12, the statement is made in verse 5 that he said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" And then he said, or rather this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money bag and he used to take what was put in it. So Judas was a thief. as well as a betrayer. And this basic flaw in Judas's character obviously is what contributed to his going to the rulers of the people and bargaining with them that for 30 pieces of silver he would betray the Lord unto them. So we see, certainly we need to avoid the sin of stealing. Then too, we need to avoid the sin of selfishness. You know, we do not live for self. In Luke 9 and verse 23, if any man will come unto me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Some people are totally wrapped up in themselves. They think, you know, if people love me, they would try to please me. But we need instead to be a helper. In Lamentations 3 and verse 27, it says, it is good for a man that he bear his yoke in his youth. See, we will be appreciated by all because diligence is a great virtue for young people. Several passages in the book of Proverbs that points this out. For instance, Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. It's in Proverbs chapter 15 that we read in verse 9, the way of a lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway. In fact, we need to obey our parents as stated in Ephesians 6 verses 1 through 3 because we see Jesus doing that very thing in Luke 2 and verse 51. And so it's significant that lovers of themselves and those that are disobedient to parents are put together in the same verse. In 2 Timothy, notice what we have in chapter 3 and verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. So then we see that one who is self-willed, self-centered, they'll not be interested in pleasing their parents. And yet remember God's attitude towards stubborn and disobedient children. Remember what his attitude was back under the law of Moses in Deuteronomy 21. He says in verse 18, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and who, when they have chastened him, will not heed them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of the city, to the gate of his city. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all of the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So shall you put away the evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. You see, it certainly would not pay for us to live under the law of Moses today. You know, in Proverbs 30 and verse 17, there are a lot of beautiful expressions in the Bible, but certainly here in Proverbs 30, it's not one of them. It says in verse 17, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. So we need to avoid the sin of selfishness. It's not pretty at all. So then too, let us realize that there are sins that we need to avoid, and in so doing, make sure that we are aware of these sins and make them not be a part of our lives. We see your time is gone. We thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And then we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.